Okay, Kreve de Ravidi. All right, we have here another short sugya. We're used to all these names. The Gachim Valachish and Rabbi Barshershim. And now Kreve de Ravidi. Kreve de Ravidi Baravin Shachiv. Ravidi Baravin had a relative, doesn't say exactly why relative, but apparently not a very close relative, who died, Bishavak Dikla, and he left over Yerusha, type of a palm tree. Ravidi Bar Ovin Omar Anokriv Notvei, Vahu Gavra Omar Anokriv Notvei. So it's a din Torah. Ravidi said, I'm the closer Kariv, and Ahu Gavra said, I'm the closer Kariv, Pashtus, each one tiny the Bari, I know for certain that I'm the closer Kariv. At the end, he was made to him, the safety was made to Ravidi, that you're the closer Kariv. So now Ravidi wins. Ukma Rav Chista biyade. So Rav Chista put it into his hands. Until here, this is Poshet, no Chidushin. Until here, it's simple. Two people have a Dintaira, and one person's made, so the other person wins. Everybody wins. However, there is one hidden chiddush even in this first piece of the Gemara. The Nesivis in Hilchos Nachla, the Siman Reish Pei, has a shaila. What is the din if someone dies and he has zero known yarshin? Nobody knows of a yarish for this person. He's not a ger. He has yarshin, but we don't know who is yarshima. There's zero known yarshim. I bought my house. There was an old lady living in the basement, and from Ireland. Who in the world did she have? I tell my wife she lives to pay her rent to me and her monthly bill to the doctor. She didn't do anything else. Old lady. Now people like that. Nobody knows a yarish. Shai, a person dies, no known yarshim. So Bezdin says we have to figure out what to do. Her money's not hefker. There's a yairish somewhere. Somebody walks in. He says, "I'm a yairish. I'm a relative. I'm a cousin. I'm a second cousin. Whatever the person says." He said, "Do you have any raya's? How am I supposed to have raya's? We should have a raya, a relative. Nobody has raya's that someone's a relative. You grow up. Someone's your cousin. He's your cousin. I have no raya's. What?" He has no shtar yuchsin. Kayinim had shtar yuchsin. He doesn't have any shtar, nothing. Does Bezdin give it to him or not? Zok the Nesivis, we see from the story of Idi Bar Abin that all you need is to claim it. That's all you gotta do. You gotta say, it's mine. Since there's nobody else in the world saying it's his, so bingo, you win. Yeah, you ever heard such a thing in Dina Mominus? Someone walks in, says, it's mine, we give it to him. As I state in the Nesivis, Nesivis has a nice raya from the case in Shulchan Aruch. There's a case in Shulchan Aruch as follows. It says, Yaakov died, and he has two sons, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon comes into Bezdin, and he says, there's a third brother, Levi. I know that there's really a third brother. And he brings Levi into Bezdin. And nobody knows, but Levi's really a brother. My father had him quietly, secretly, and he's really a brother too. So Shulchan Aruch says, Reuven says, I never heard of this Levi. I never heard of this brother. So what's the din? So Levi yarshin, so doesn't yarshin. Yet Levi gets a chelik of Shimon's, but not a chelik of Reuven's. Because let's say there's no Bechar. So Reuven's supposed to get 50%, Shimon's supposed to get 50%. Shimon says there's a brother Levi. Shimon claims Levi's supposed to get 33%. So Shimon has to give away, from his 50%, he has to give away 17%. He has to give away his chelik that would go to Levi. But Reuven doesn't have to. As Reuven says, I'm a Vadei Yairish, and I don't know if Levi's a Yairish, I don't have to give him. Fine. A little while later, Levi dies. What happens now to Levi's money? So Shimon can yashin, Levi dies with no children. So now the tables are turned. So Shimon says, I'm his brother. So Shimon gets a chelik. What about Reuven? Could Shimon tell Reuven, go jump in the lake? When it came to giving him, you weren't a brother. When it comes to taking now, you'll say you are a brother. So Shulchan Aruch it says that Reuven gets a chelik. Reuven and Shimon both get chalokin and Levi. From what Levi left over. Except to the extent that the 17% that he had given him, he has a right to get back if it's still Be'en. Because that Mamana Shachi should get back. But Be'etzem, Reuven and Shimon both Yarsh. That's the case in Shulchan Aruch. So you have here an interesting case where to give, he say, I'm not a brother. And to take, he could say, who knows, maybe I am a brother. So to see this, the whole case in Shulchan Aruch is talking about no Rayas. There's no Rayas who's Levi's relative. Now, when Shimon wants to give, I have no kasha. If you want to give someone a matani, you can give. When Shimon's coming to get from Levi, well, how does Shimon take from Levi? There's nobody here saying he's a relative except him. He's the only baldover that said he's a relative. Zakta Nesivis, we see this Yisoid, and Itaka says the Yisoid comes from Kravid Ravidi, that if you say you're a relative, that's good enough. And you don't need any type of rayas. Chiddush otzim. I'll see in a minute it's a chiddush otzim. Never have, in Dine Mominis, a person just walk in and say something is mine. If he's not holding it, just say it and we give it to him. Never had such a thing. And the Sinus doesn't explain why it should be that way. Why should it be that way? So unclaimed money, just someone says it's mine, you give it to him? You should have to bring some type of rayas. We'll see in a second. The Netziv has a tshuva in the Meshiv Davar. Chela Gimel, tshuva Ches, in which he says that it can't be. How could you have a case where a person just walks in and we give him money on his own word? Can't be. It brings a tshuva Sarivash that says that even if the Eid Echad says he's a relative, we wouldn't give it to him. Because by Mominus, you need two Eidim. We'd rather hold the money and say we don't know whose it is, rather than give it to such a person who can't prove it. Even in Eid Echad. And the Netziv writes very sharply against the Nesivis that it's so poshut that you don't give money to someone on his own say-so, that even the Rivash wouldn't have written a tshuva on it, if not for the fact that he's writing a tshuva if there's an Eid Echad. But without an Eid Echad, and someone say so, no such thing. How do we know who's a Kariv? We know from Chazakis. What's a Chazaka? A Chazaka is, if you're in town, if you live in town for 30 days, with someone who everyone understands is your son, with someone everyone understands is your wife, then you have a chazaka, then that's the way it is. Cycling ala chazakis, it says in the Mishnah, in Sanhedrin, that we give skila on chazakis. If someone's living in town, a from a yid is living, and he has a wife, and someone's mizana with the woman, he gets misa. You don't have to bring witnesses that were at the chuppah. Maybe he got married in Europe before a big war, and now there's no Eidim. You don't need witnesses that were at the chuppah. Cycling ala chazakis, if someone lives in town, becheskas, husband and wife, becheskas, father and son, then the assumption is that that's true. If it's not true, if people know it's not true, they tell the truth. But the assumption is chazakis. Yerusha, Zakta Netziv, works by chazakah. If someone's living in town, Becheskes Karayv, everyone says he's his relative, then he has a din of the relative. And then we give Yerusha based on that. He says, the case of this Gemara, The Gemara starts Kreve the Rav Adi Bar Idi Bar Avin Shachiv. Says the lashon of the Gemara is that he was becheskes kariv when he died. It doesn't say who gavra the shachiv or seravidi v'ama krevano. Why does it say that? Gemara says Kreve the Rav Idi Bar Avin Shachiv. There's a man who was known as a kariv. He was known as a kariv. So Ravidi said, I'm the closest kariv. And our karchach plaini also was becheskes a kariv. They were relatives. They were relatives. How close a relative? I don't know. There are people you know there are other people's relatives. It's known that they're related. Exactly how they're related, you know. That had to be sorted out. But the chazaka was that they were kriven. And without cheskas kriven, no such thing. You can't walk into Bezdin and taina a bari. I'd like to just explain how the Netziv is mochrach. It's a plea. The Nesinus is a pella. Very hard. I looked in Rav Scheinberg's Sefer to see if he has some mahalach in the Nesinus. He doesn't quote the Netziv. He writes Kama Paiskim Chalku on the Netziv, and Tomu al Netziv. He doesn't say which Svarim. I think he quotes the Arashai. I didn't look it up. I just want to be mazbit to you. If I have an Aveda, I find an Aveda in the street. And it's a type of an Aveda that there's no assumption of Yish. I find an Aveda, and I hang up a sign, and someone comes and he says he's Bari, it's his. He can't give me a simon. It was a new, whatever it was, a new umbrella, a new tape recorder, he just bought it, he had no simonim on it. But he's Bari, it's his. Do I give it to him? I give it to someone to Bari? No. Why not? You notice a machlokes in Shas if Bari Vishema Bari Yadif. Okay? Bari Vishema. Machlokes Bari Vishema Bari Yadif. How do we paskin? How do we paskin? Bari Vishema? Huh? We paskin Bari Vishema is Lav Bari Yadif, except the Muzik. So it's a mozik and he's a bari, he keeps it. We pass the very Shabbat doesn't take away, but it's machlaikis. I'm going to ask you a question again, okay, next time we have bari the Shabbat. Okay, we pass in a bari can't take away from a Shabbat. But he's a man yama, a bari could. So I ask you a question. Is man yama, bari the Shabbat, bari yadis? Why don't you give the Aveda to the person who walks in and says, I'm bari, I lost this yesterday in that place, I'm sure it's mine. Why don't we give it to him? We have a whole parasha of Simanim, and Talmud Chacham is believed to be a Sayin. Why don't we just give it to someone as a Bari, a Tainus Bari, if you hold Bari Vishama Bari Yad? Why don't we give it to him? What? Because he has a Christ to whoever the real owner is. So he's really a Shema for the real owner. Is the real owner a Shema? Is the real owner a Shema? No, he's not here. We don't know what the real owner would say. We only say Bari Vishema, the Bari wins. Bari and an absentee claim, someone we don't know, we can't find. We don't say Bari and nothing, Bari wins. Stifler's master this, that Bari only wins against the Shema. Bari doesn't win against the person you're holding it for if he's not aware you're holding it. The stipler brings a raya to this. Let's say you have a man who's out of town. Out of town, once upon a time, used to be people were away for a year at a time. You couldn't get in touch with them. So if I come to Bez, and I'm Teveya, I say, no, Pliny moved out of town, he happens to owe me $1,000. I want you to take from his bank account and give me $1,000. Bari Vishama, Bari Adif, I'm a Bari. And he's not saying Bari Fakert. Why can't I just take his money? Of course, it's ridiculous. Every time someone's out of town, every Bari will come and take his money. We know it can't be. But if you hold Bari Vishama, Bari Adif, if you hold the Bari wins, so then the Bari should win against the guy who's out of town. Zok the Stipler, it's Muchrach. That Bari only wins against the person who's here and says Shema. Even by Yenam and Yama. Bari only wins if someone's here saying Shema. If the other person is not here to answer for himself, a Bari is not, he can't win like anybody. This is the Stifler's Yisoid in the first Parakim Bava Basra. This case is exactly the same. It's a Yerusha. This man says, I'm a Bari, I'm the closest relative. Who else might claim to be a closer relative? We don't know. Whoever it is not here. It's Mamish, isn't it the same case as Aveda? Isn't it? Mamish, the same case as Aveda. I don't know how see this is going to answer. What's the difference in Yerusha and Aveda? It's exactly the same thing. What?
Karka is much different. Karka, we're not, it's still being, it's still Meshomer, it's not, nothing's happening to this Karka, it's still here.
So you're saying it's different than the case of Aveda, not answering.
I'm just not talking this person from being a gun. If a guy says, I'm Bari, then I have a right to go into this field. So guy says, I'm not going to stop you. But if somebody says, I want you to give me, you to give me that
one. And the Sivis is Vav Dafka talking about Karka. The Sivis is going on the case of Shulchan Aruch, of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, with Shimon Yashin's Levi, and only on his word. It's not Dafka going on Karka. The Sivis holds that way by everything. So.
And how would we know that?
The only way I could think of to indicate the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not holding in the sugya, would be if Levi was a Bari. Before he died, if Levi said that Shimon is my Yairish, Levi took. The Sivis is learning that only Shimon said Levi's a Yairish. So he has a raya. And Levi didn't know. I would learn the Shulchan Aruch that Levi also said he's a Yairish. If Levi, if the person before he died said Levi's my Yairish, so it's so like. Because Levi's saying that Reuven and Shimon are my Yairish. He's saying they're my brothers. That Reuven and Shimon are brothers is not contested. If he's a Shimon's my brother, he's saying Reuven's my brother. He may be angry at Reuven, but he's still his brother.
Then how could Reuven pay?
Of course he could pay.
Reuven's a Shimon.
But if the person who died said, Pliny is my Yairish, the Bari of the one who's being Myrish certainly works. I don't think that's a question. The person before he died says, Pliny is my Yairish. Chazaka, right.
But they're coming to Karas faith, and by just by his Tamir saying I'm a Karas faith, we give them, while we give them credit, all we know is Karas.
So what did we do? The two Kriven came, one said Anokriv Natfe, one said Anokriv Natfe. They only two people with Cheskes Karas. So we did call Dolom Gavar. Right.
One would come and say I'm a closer car, other would say Tanya Shema, I don't know. The Jewish one would say I'm a closer car. I'll give it to him.
You have two people, Becheskes Karev. One says, I'm closer. And the other person says, I don't know. It's interesting, Shiloh. It's a good question. But Lamaisa won't matter. Because even if the person said he didn't know, would say he knows, he would say called Olam Gavar. So when he says he doesn't know, he can't be better than called Olam Gavar. And called Olam Gavar, if he's a Shem, the other guy's a Bari, the other guy's going to win. So, it's interesting, Kasha. Light in it's it. Why would he say, if we have a Chazaka, they're both Kraivim? One says, I'm not Kriv Natfe. One says, I'm a Bechar. He's a Cheskes son. Not sure. But Lamaisa, there's no, the bottom line, it can't be more than called Olam, so it wouldn't matter. Akoponim, we have a Machlaikis Nesivis. I'm calling it Nesivis and the Nitziv. Nitziv was many generations later than the Nesivis. And it's even someone to argue on the Nesivis, except that he has a Rivash, he has a Chuvasa Rivash, which he says exactly like him. It's a strange Chuva because he writes with the Rivash. The Tziv writes to the Shayol, the Rivash is not the one in Simon so and so, Kufayin He. He doesn't write which one it is. It's a funny exchange of letters. The other person must have given him a choice of two Chuvas or something. But anyway, he says it's a Chuvasa Rivash. And that's what he bases it on. So sort of a hagdama, we're now going to learn the guts of the sugya. A hagdama is a machlokes nesivos, and we'll call it the nitziv. If is the case, there were becheskes karev. Well, stand, they walked in and they said, I'm not kriv natfei. That's how the nesivos goes. Okay, now let's see the guts of the sugya, which is the machlokes of Chista and Abaye v'Rava. Ukmar of Chista v'Yadeh. That was easy. I said that was Pashit. Now there are two Gersois in the Gemara, as you know, the Rashbam and Tosfos B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel. We're going to learn the Gemara first like the Rashbam, and then like Rabbeinu Chananel. First like the Rashbam, the case was the B'Saif Oidilei, that the person was Maida. Omaleila Hadali Pirin. So the person, Ravindi, now says, okay, he's Maida on the Kariv, let me get the Paris of that he ate. The Karev died 2 years ago. He's been eating Paris for 2 years. Give me the Paris. Ravidi, they say that you're an Adam Gadol. Makes no sense. And this person was Maida. But he, for those 2 years, was saying, I'm not Kariv Netfei. So for those 2 years, he had a right to the Paris. So Mimela, he keeps the Paris. The way I just explained Rav Chista, Chayra, makes zero sense. Makes no sense. Let's say I come, and I'm a thief. I come and I grab your bank book. I tell Bezin that it's mine. And I take money out of your bank account. A year later, I'm like, that account is yours. I took money out of your bank account for a year. So I say, listen, what I took the year, I could keep. Because during that year, I was believed that it's my bank account. Now, I'm like, it's yours. Now you take whatever's left. So you would laugh at me. During the year, I was busy lying. No? During the year, I was busy lying. Now, Pashuk Shat in this Gemara, light Rav Chista is Tzarech Iyan Gadol Rishayim Amatmiya. The Shita of Kubetzes brings some Tosfos Harash that this is why everyone went Rabbeinu Chananel, because the Rashbam Shat Rav Chista is impossible to understand. Why does Pshat in Rav Chista? Abayim Rav Aizi, Abayim Rav Aizi, really hard to Rav Chista, keep it Aidi. But what in the world is going on with Rav Chista? Rav Chista is saying, in the case of the person's Maida, well, he was Maida that he was lying till now, so we take away the karka and give it to Ravidi, but the payers he had for the 2 years he was lying, we let him keep. Pliya. Mamish, Pliya, very, very hard, very difficult to understand. So I'd like to tell you two pshatim in the Rashbam's pshat of Rav Chista. Okay, two pshatim. The first is in the Ragged Shavim. In Tzachnas Paneach al HaRamban. It's in Hilchis Nara HaMurasa Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. And he's the only one I know that says a pshat in the Rashbam that doesn't have to twist Pashup Pshat in the Rashbam, although it's a Ragged Shavah, it's a Chiddush. Pashup Pshat in the Ramban, the case was, the man came to Bezdin, and he said, Anok Kriv Netfei. Ravidi said, Anok Kriv Netfei. Bezdin said, what did Bezdin say originally? He said, I'm the Kariv. He said, I'm the Kariv. Bezdin said, called Olam Gavar. Ravidi lost the fight. Pliny got the karka. Pliny's eating it for 2 years. 2 years later, he comes in. He says, you remember 2 years ago, I wanted to do tshuva. I lied. I'm not Kariv Netfei. Rav Edi's Kariv Netfei. Take the karka, give it back to him. So after Rav Chista, okay, you have to give back the karka, but you have to give back the Paris. Pella. The way I just told the story is a plea. Most Mepharshim, which I'll get to in the second shot, have to change the story a little bit like the Rashbam to make it make sense. The Ragged Shavah is a very mechudish dikah mahalach. We have a yesod in Shas, Haydoas Baldin Kameya Edim Dali. If somebody is Maida in Bezdin, he is believed like 100 witnesses. It could be 100 people that say it's his. If he says it's not his, Haydoas Baldin Kameya Edim Dami. Rabbi say, when you hear the words Haydoas Baldin Kameya Edim Dami, you all should immediately remember, you have two pshatim, why Hadas Badin Kane'edim Dami? Why 100 witnesses say something, and he says Fakaret, why Hadas Badin Kane'edim Dami? What are the two mahalchim? Either Hadas Badin, either it's a Nemonis or a Nuasaidis. There are two ways to learn Hadas Badin. Either a Nemonis, that Legabe yourself, it's a Xeris Hakos of Ki Huzeh. We learn Hadas Badin Kane'edim Dami from the word Ki Huzeh by Maitan Mixas. That the Torah believes you Legabe yourself. It's a Nemonis. Or that really we don't believe you. We don't believe you. 100 witnesses say the opposite of you. I'm positive you're lying. Even though you're saying something bad for yourself, but I'm sure you're lying. 100 witnesses say, if I cared. Why had I asked about the Kenei Adam Dami? Said a Marie Ben Leiv, said a Hezber, that it's a new Eschaivis. Like when Bezdin hears you say, you owe him $100. And there are 100 witnesses that you don't. We don't believe you owe him $100. We really don't believe you. If you asked me, I wouldn't swear on it. I would say it's not true. But Hadas Baldin creates a new chiyuv. If you walk into Bez and say you owe him $100, it creates a chiyuv of $100. A new eschaivus. This is the Ktzai Slama Dalet Dalet that brings the two pshatim in Hadas Baldin Kameyedim Dami. The more popular pshat is that it's a nemanis. The mechudish tikka pshat is the Marie Ben Leiv, that we don't believe you. But it creates a new eschaidus, it creates a new chiyuv when you're moed in Bez. Even if we'll get a video of what happened and we'll see that you're lying, it doesn't matter. If you said you owe him $100, you create a eschaidus to play. That's the Marie Ben Leiv's derech. The truth is it's similar. Says compares it to the two pshatim we talked about. Shavi anafshe chaticha disura. If a person bezabez and says this is nevela, so we say shavi anafshe chaticha disura. Legabe him it's isur. Even 100 eidim say it's not nevela. Shavi anafshe creates himself chaticha disura. The says brings the same two pshatim. Either legabe yourself you believed, or it's like a neder. You make this into nevela legabi yourself. It's like making a new iser shavi anafsh. No, because you made a hischaivis that you borrowed on Monday $100. So when you pay, you're paying the hischaivis for borrowing on Monday. If it's true, you borrowed on Monday, then you pay. If it's not true, you made a hischaivis kilu you borrowed on Monday. So you're paying again a chayv. So it's a new hischaivis that the person makes in best. Zakt the Ragachava. We could explain Rav Chista very beautifully if you learn it's a new eschaivus. Why? This person came to Bezin the first time and he said, I'm not kriv natfei. Bezin's makabel is eidus. A baldava says something in Bezin. Kivin shehigin shemein afaito magid. What he says in Bezin, be'etzem, we accept as truth. Now, we're mesupik, because Ravidi also said, I'm not kriv natfei. But Lamaisa, Bezdin Paskin called Olam Gavar, Bezdin holds that it's a 50-50 chance that he's kriv natfei. He comes in later to Bezdin. He says, Bezdin, I wanted a tshuva. 2 years ago, I lied to you. I'm not a kriv natfei. Zakir Agachava, Rav Chista says, really, we believe his Old Testament. He said, I'm not Kriv Natfei, Kivin Shehigit, Shavena Chayza Maga, we believe his Old Testament. Now, I mean, we believe it to the degree it was believable, Kodal. Now, when he says, I'm not Lav Kriv Natfei, he's creating a new Eschaivus. The reason we accept Hadas Badin Kamei Eidim Dami, Rav Chista holds, that he's making a new Eschaivus. If he walks into Bezdin and he tells us, Anolav kriv natfei. His karka goes to Ravidi. He's mechayiv himself to give the karka to Ravidi. Not because we believe him, he's not a karev. We keep it shehigit, he already said, I got him best. He's coming now with the koyach of a new eschaivis. So, if he comes into Beis Din and he says the words, I was lying, and the karka and the peiros go to Rav Yehudi, we'll give him the karka and the peiros. If he walks into Beis Din and says, I'm not going to say, the karka goes to Rav Yehudi, so we'll give away the karka. You want to give it? You want to give a gift? Whatever you want. You walk into Beis Din and you say, I'm not going to say, and then you come later and say, Life Kriv the Tfei, the karka goes to Rav Yehudi. So you're creating a schaivus to give it to Rav Yehudi. And all you have to give is the karka that you machayiv yourself. We don't make long decisions to say, well, the karka and the payers. Because we really don't believe you. We don't know if it's true what you're saying. Maybe true, may not be true. We don't accept what you're saying. But if you're saying that the karka goes to Rav Yehudi, Ashkayach, we'll give the karka to Rav Yehudi. This is how the Ragachava is master. That's because it does not the command.
What happens if he says beforehand, first time he's saying Bezdin, the second time he's saying it, he deals with it, but it's aiding to make it that time. He loses. I say I borrowed $100, I say I never borrowed
$100. It's a Krua and I say
Bezdin. And then I combine, the aiding combined, the Makash me that, and they say you never pay him back on Sunday. I'm yesterday,
I said I'm saying I'll be back on Sunday. I'm saying I'll be back on Sunday. I'm high. You don't say that. No, yesterday, Taina, according to yesterday, Taina, I'll be positive. So that would remain. I said a Taina I would win. I switched it to a Taina by which I now lose. So I lose.
But I'm only one, I'm losing.
Because I switched the Taina to my detriment.
But I'm still saying I don't have to pay you. I'm saying I paid back. Stand. So I'm going to
negate it. So Lamaisa, I'm saying a Taina by which I lose. Since I'm saying a tithe about which I lose, therefore I lose.
So
I'm saying a tithe, which is the glory also later that you lose. Yes?
Bezdin was given to them based on their own, and who came up in the cave.
That would be a psak, for sure. Bezdin will come.
This
is only with the shtickle tithe. I have to tell you, this is a Ragachava style pilchul. It's not. There are a lot of holes, I think, in the whole mahalach. But it's a nice geshmak of mahalach. It's bederach pulpula derais. If you want to pick at it, you can pick at it. It's not so pashit. When a person says I might I lied, he's really hidos baldin on the payrus. Also, really, not just on the karka. He's thinking it's on the karka, not on the payrus. It really is on the karka and the payers. If he says that I was lying 2 years ago, so the Ragachava says he's only being made to the karka. It's really how he done the payers too. But anyway, this is the Ragachava's Nahalach. It's nice. But there are Papula Dairaisa. It's a nice pshat. Rav Nachum brings that you have to learn differently. The second pshat. In the Rashbam, he says it must be that when he was made at the end, he was not made that the other guy is right. He wasn't being made that the other person is a Karav Tvei. He was just made that I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. When I said I'm a closer Karav, I don't know. I'm a Shema. Maybe I am a Karav. Maybe I'm not a Karav. Besach nisht. The Rav Nachum says there's really no other way out of this Rashbam. Because if he was bona fide Moida later, Salad Haidah later, then of course he has to give away the payers. If later he's Moida, he was a Gaina for 2 years, of course he has to give back the payers. It's got to be, he says it must be, not that way, it must be that his Haidah is that I was a Shema all along. I don't know what I was talking about all along. I was a Shema. His Maida, Sha'afshav Atakar of Yisus. So he's saying, we're stuck. We have to not to consider Rashbam. That is Maida. That you're the only one who knows that you're a Kar of Yisus. I don't know. That it's coming from a Memela de Katayna. I would just add that even though the Netziv doesn't like the Nesivis, but if we learn like the Nesivis, that this whole Din Torah by Yerusha had to do with a special Din by Yerusha, which is that by Yerusha, someone who says, I know, wins. That's how it's in Lantas Gemara. That even Ravidi had no rayas. So then by Yerusha, you don't know who to give it to. Someone says, I know, I win. That's the special halacha by Yerusha. If you're going to go with such a mahalach, then the Rashbam is really very geschmack. He came at the end of the 2 years. He says, look, I'm moida that I don't know that I'm a closer karev. Ravidi, well, Ravidi says he's a karev. He's not saying Aidis that Ravidi's a karev. He's just saying, look, I lied when I said I'm not karev netzvet. Memela Ravidi wins. Why does Ravidi win? Like in the Sivis. Because this special din by Yerusha that a person is a bari wins. Like that, the Rashbam is very geschmack. If you're winning because you say so, so you get the Yerusha, you get the karka. Karka was the Yerusha. The peiris that I ate for the last 2 years, you're telling me I'm a ganav. For 2 years, I ate it. You can't go, there's no such din that a nignav goes over to a ganav and says, I know you stole from me, pay me back, I'm a bari. The ganav says, maybe I did, I don't know. That we give it to the nignav. There's no psak bez now, we give it to a nignav. There's lots of sidei shemayim, there's such a halacha. It goes on liyecha nechamisha b'nei yodam, nechamisha b'nei yodam will say it's there, there's lots of sidei shemayim, he has to give all five. But there's no psak bez then that you're mechuyev to give somebody just because someone says he stole from him. So, like in the Sivis, it's got a very geschmack that it's a special din of Yerusha that you win by your say so. So, the karka you win. Not a din by a nignav that you win. The Mele Peiris, taka, this man is going to have to return to the Peiris, to whoever could prove he was the Karav Tvei. But here, there's no proof. He doesn't have to give it to anybody. Like someone is holding an Aveda, and nobody has proof, you don't give it to anybody. I'm holding a Gneva, I don't give it to anybody. If they're not here, then we can't be mechayev him to give it to him. Because since he only has to pay once, so if he's going to pay him, it's going to be a problem. Or the other people are going to come back. So this is the Rashbam's pshat, the way we understand it. It's a difficult, the whole sugi is difficult like the Rashbam, but this is the approach we have, which still Rav and Abaye are much more easy to understand. There's an interesting Hagdama. If you look at the Ben Ishchai, has a tshuva sefer, Ben Yoyada. He has a Hagdama. He says, if you look in the Paiskin, in the Rishonim, those who spoke with a sharp tongue, we never paskin like. I shouldn't say never, but generally, the Kanoim, we don't paskin. He says the Ravid was a tremendous Kanoi on the Rambam. He always says that the Rambam doesn't know what he's talking about. So he says, who do we paskin like? Most of the time, the Rambam or the Ravid. The Marshal and the Beis Yosef is the same thing. Marshal calls the Beis Yosef all kinds of names all the time. And we always paskin like the Beis Yosef, not like the Marshal. Says the Siyata Dishmaya, the Rod, the Rashba. Except the Rashba gave it back to him afterwards, so I don't know. But usually we don't pass it like the one who talks sharply. It's just an interesting thing. Rav Chista says, Zeshu, I'm Rimmel of Godim Gadol. Imagine how Ravidi must have felt. I say, hey, you're not Adam Gadol. Well, this is the way you talk. And the Maisa, this was almost 2,000 years ago. For the last 1,700 years, everyone's trying to figure out what Rav Chista was talking about, not what Ravidi was talking about. There are a few such gemaras in Shas. But the Akoponim is the Rashbam. Let's cover Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel in Taisvis has a totally different shot in what happened. Gersus Rabbeinu Chananel was a besayf Isi Sadi Yukrive. Ravidi brought witnesses that he's a karev, and Pliny didn't bring witnesses. So Ein Sofik Maitimidei Vadai, we gave it to Ravidi. Again, why didn't we give the peiris? Why didn't Rav Chista give the peiris to Rav Ibi? Same passion. So Dr. Rashbam, because he had a migu. On the peiris, he has a migu. So again, you have two witnesses that Rav Ibi is a karev. Not a karev tfei, just that he's a karev. There are zero witnesses that Pliny is a karev. Kochis Yerusha, you give it to him. So we have to know. Originally, I mean, the way the Mitzvah is saying that there was Becheskas. Well, until now, there were no Eidim. Until now, like the Nesivis, there was nothing. Like Nitziv, he was Becheskas Karev, he was Becheskas Karev. So he passed and called Olam Kavah. Now, that one side brought witnesses that he's a Karev. And the other side doesn't have witnesses that he's a Karev at all. So the one with the witnesses wins. Now it's an interesting question. If the other person has a chazaka, he's a Karev, b'chayr, that should be just as good. But no witnesses that he's not a Karev. Taka, I'm not sure how to answer that. Like Nesivis, it's very good. One side has witnesses, he's a Karev. One side has nothing. Quaken and Siv, one side has witnesses, he's a Karev. The other side has a chazaka. Why isn't the chazaka good? It should be good. Someone moves into town with a child. The cheskas his child. And he dies. And there are witnesses that Pliny is this man's brother. They're not going to give the Yerusha to the child. Taka, it's in the shver. Taka, I don't understand. Praise Meisim B'chol Yoyim. I mean, everyone who Yarshis nowadays is the cheskas a child. You never have witnesses that this man had this person as a child. There are no witnesses. On a woman, you can have a witness, this is their child. On a son, for a father, it's always becheskas that it's a child. Chazaka, right? Bila zachar ba'al, you assume. Ruba de Ruba, it is that way. Ruba de Ruba, it's becheskas that someone is someone's child. How do I know you're your father's child? Because I saw Mishul smacking you when you were in trouble as little kids, so I know that. Who else, right? So I know he's a child. A brother. I don't know if that witness is someone's a brother. Right? So you're going to give it to the brother as witness and not to the child as becheskas. It's ridiculous. Letting the Sivis describe it very good. The Sivis, there are no witnesses for anything, so no chazakis. It's so much better in the sugya. Okay, Taka needs a hez. But anyway, this is the Rabbeinu Hananel. Now one person had witnesses, the other one didn't have witnesses. What is the Shaila here? It's a Shaila Migu. Again, I told you Chesed Sabbatim is Migu. Again, a Nidin of Migu. What's the Migu? The person who ate the Peiris has a Migu. He still claims he's the Karev. Just he has no witnesses. He Katayna, I have a Migu, I could have said I didn't eat any Peiris these 2 years. I have a migu, I could have said lo yachalti. So memela, believe me that I'm a karev tfei and I don't have to give up the peiris. So with that migu, he wins the peiris. He doesn't have a migu on the karka. There's no way he could have gotten the karka. But the peiris, he could say lo yachalti. So since he has a migu, he wins the peiris. He does not win on the karka. Now Rav Chista makes sense. Rav Chista makes a lot of sense. That you divide the karka and the peiris, because this man still claims to be a karev tfei. It's his belief for the peiris where he has a migu, not belief for the karka. Abaye v'rav, alei sviru lo hadar Rav Chista. Now, we fixed up Rav Chista so well that Abaye and Rav need hesper. So the way most Rishonim learn in Rabbeinu Hananel, the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Abaye and Rava are telling us a chiddush, which is going to be again the next sugya, that whatever we paskin on the karka, we have to paskin on the peiris. It's not two dinei Torah. One, whose karka is it? And one, whose peiris is it? Not two dinei Torah. Whoever gets the karka, he gets the peiris. Abai and Rava, who the halachas like Abai and Rava, Abai and Rava are telling you a chiddush gadol. You hear? You should know for cheskas habatim. Whoever gets the karka, he gets the peiris. You can't split the karka from the peiris. Haba talia, one is tali in the other, and whoever gets the karka gets the peiris. The peiris grow from the karka. Whoever's karka was supposed to be b'teres Yerusha, he gets the peiris. Rav Chista holds, no, you could split. That's the machlokes here. Rav Chista says, if you have a migo on the peiris, you have a migo on the peiris. You get the peiris and not the karka. B'lash and Rav Elchanan, they're arguing. If through a migo, you could say, palgina nemonis. This is not the algemeina palgina dibura type of thing. This is with a migo. With a migo, could you split things? Rav Chista says, if I have a migo on the peiris and not on the karka, palgina nemonis. I take the nemonis of the migo on the peiris and not on the karka. Abai and Rava say, nothing doing. It's all one din Torah. Whatever happens to the karka happens to the peiris. This is the machlokes. Zot Rav Elchanan. In Chelek Beis, Simin Gimel, Oisid Gimel, which by now you should know, Chelek Beis, Simin Gimel is the one that talks about the migu being Kayach HaTayim. I hope you're not thinking, oh no, not Kayach HaTayim again. But listen carefully. Rav Elchanan says a very clear thing. He says, let's think what makes sense if you learn migu is nemanis. Migu is a proof. The way most learn, migu is a proof I'm telling the truth. This man comes into Bez. He says, look, I know I'm a close Karev. I can't prove it. But if I be a crook, these 2 years, I would have said, Loyachati Paris, and I would win. So that's a proof that when I say I did eat Paris, but I'm a Karev Tvei, then I'm telling the truth. That's the migu with which Rav Chista said he wins. Now think for me. If you hold a migu as a proof I'm telling the truth, what's going on here? I have a proof I'm the closer relative. Because if I wanted a lie, I would say lo yachalti. So believe me now, I say I'm a closer relative, I had a right to eat. The Bezda says, you give you the migu. If I give you the migu, then I should win the din Torah. I have proof that I'm the closer relative. I should get the karka also. If I'm proving that when I said I'm not kriv d'tvei, it's anan sadi that it's true, it's a birra that it's true, I should get everything. I have proof. I don't have witnesses I'm a karv tvei, but I have a migu that proves I'm not kriv d'tvei. No? So what's going on? Zakt. Rav Elchanan. Rav Chista holds migu works at Kayach HaTayna. Again, what does Kayach HaTayna mean? It means if I have the Kayach to be a muzik in this item with one Taina, then any Taina I say is good enough. Any, like I told you 100 times, Kayach HaTayna means I could say the most incredible, unbelievable thing, story I want. I have a Kayach HaTayna. I'm a muzik. I'm like a muzik. And I can win with any taina. On the Paris, I have a Kayach HaTayna. I could have said, Loyachalti. So I say, I'm not Kriv Netfei. I win. On the Karka, I have no Kayach HaTayna. I have no taina I can win with on the Karka, because I can't prove I'm not Kriv Netfei. So I only have a Kayach HaTayna on the Paris. I don't have a Kayach HaTayna on the Karka. We split it. Palgina Nemanis. No different than the case we mentioned a couple of times already. From, I think it was Daf Kuflamet Hay. A man says, Zebni. He wants to patter his wife from Chalitza. Zebni, with amigo of Gerashti. Amigo, could say I gave a get. And we said, he's believed to patter his wife from Chalitza. But if you hold Pagina, if you hold Kayach HaTayna, he's not Neman that she can marry a Kayin. Because the Migo of Gerashti, he has a Kayach HaTayna that you can marry Yisrael. If he said Gerashti, he should be asked to a Kayach. Kayach HaTayna, you only believe to the extent you would have been believed with the Anatayna. Here also, you're saying you're a Kayach. We believe you to the extent you would have been believed with Lo Yochalti. We give you that Kayach HaTayna, and we split it. And we say that you get the Peiris, you don't get the Karka. I have a migu, Shkayach, you have a migu. Still, you get the Peiris and you don't get the Karka. Atan, that is the amount that you get of Kayach HaTayna. Now, if you're from one of those who is skeptical about Kayach HaTayna, and you like the pshat of that migu is a beer or better, you could take some consolation in the fact that Abaye and Rava argue with Rav Chisda. And Abaye and Rava, the simple way to learn is, they hold the migu's abirah. Either it is mevar or it's not mevar. Either you give him the karka and the peiris, or you give him nothing. And since with the migu he couldn't win the karka, and the peiris are tevada of the karka, we go beikar bosa the karka, not beikar bosa the peiris. Rabbi Chanan himself, who holds of kayach hatayna, if you look in the Rabbi Chanan, again, Chelik Beis, Simin Gimel, Isyub Gimel, Yudalit. He wants to explain that Abaye and Rava also could hold Kayach HaTayna. Which, if you want, you can look at inside. But L'chol HaPachus, in Rav Chisda, when we have all the Shverikai, in the Shvera, Mandiyomer, and this Gemara is Rav Chisda. In Rav Chisda, we have a Mahalach. He held Kayach HaTayna, and that's the Glatta way to learn in Rav Chisda why he trusted Lagabi the Migul Lagabi the Peris and not a Migul Lagabi the Karka. That is the simplest derech, the simplest mahalach in the Gemara. Now we're not done, even though there are two dots on the Amid Beis, the Gemara continues to discuss the din of Hadra Peri. Rabbi Chanan carries over his Kayach HaTayna pshat into the next Gemara, which Mitzvah Shemus will get to. But make sure you understand Rav Chisda. We've been off a lot today, and try to make sure you understand the three.